Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Tonight you're mine.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Dave Anderson, the author of How to Run Your Business by the Book, A Biblical Blueprint to Bless Your Business, available wherever books are sold. Dave, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Sure.
You said something to me a while back. I wanted you to talk to the audience about. You said something like, the self-esteem industry is going to kill us. You didn't say it exactly like that. But you saw, it's like, you know, the self-esteem industry is going to ruin us all or something like that. What did you mean by that? Explain yourself, Lucy.
Yeah, right. I'll explain. You know, the self-esteem movement, you know, this is coming up in my workshops a lot because people are frustrated about the people they're trying to hire.
Yeah.
You know, the attitude, the entitlement, the attitude towards work ethic, paying a price, and the narcissism, the selfishness. And it's like, where did all this come from? And, you know, if you trace it back,
are they lamenting about anybody in particular? Is this a generational thing that they're concerned about?
It's not limited to this younger generation, but it's certainly dominated by
You're saying that it's not just the Gen Ys, but it's becoming a societal thing.
Especially the narcissists.
Right.
Part about, you know, it being all about me and
right.
so forth, but it's not limited to them. I mean, everybody is getting more entitled, but,
right.
but, you know, you look for where did this all start, and it's interesting because it is a real challenge, and most people would agree attitudes towards work ethic and so forth, being a team player
right.
are a little bit different today, and you look back at the self-esteem movement that really Dr. Benjamin Spock kicked
mm-hmm.
off with his book back in 1946, you know, that book he wrote, Common Sense Book for Baby and Child Care, Jim, that was the number two selling book next to the Bible for 52 years.
It ruined a lot of kids, didn't it?
Well, it did because he had some premises that when you understand them make you realize why people have this weird attitude towards work. It's like there
my
shouldn't
be punishment.
My parents
never read that book, and I've got the knots on my head to prove it.
So do I. Well, that was one of the things. There shouldn't be any punishment. You know, if you didn't like what you were doing, just quit and go find your thing.
Yeah.
You shouldn't have to work for an allowance. You should just, if you weren't bad, you should get one. And, of course, the whole participation trophy and participation ribbon. And
did
everything.
Did you ever do anything for your parents where that the work you did for the family was connected to any reward?
Oh, you know, it's you just did it.
Three hots and a cot's what I was told.
Well, that's right. You know, it's just something that we did. Well, the problem is we've done such a horrible job. The people that have embraced these philosophies of getting their kids ready for the real world, that now even when they graduate college, they don't even leave home for 10 years.
Right.
You know, when we've told them they're going to be able to change the world, they can't even change their address. So, and then they come into the workplace, and it's like, I have to start how early? I have to go how late? I have
right.
to do what while I'm there?
Right.
And
right.
and they've had this false sense of self-esteem that they're God's gift to business,
has,
and they've done nothing.
It's not going to help them. It's not going to help anybody become a business owner.
No.
I'm going to tell you something.
Oh, that's right.
There is no more high wire act without a net than being a business owner. And I mean, it's against all odds. It's lonely, and it's cage fighting.
Well, it absolutely is, and you know, this is why when we're hiring, people have to also realize, especially if you've got a small team. People tell me, well, I don't need to learn a lot about hiring. I have a small team. I said, you need to learn more about hiring than anybody else because you
right.
have no margin for error.
That's exactly right. And plus the fact that everybody has to wear so many hats.
That's right. You have got no margin for error. You know that it doesn't take six of these type of people I just described to mess up your deal, these entitled, narcissistic, selfish people. It just takes one. And, you know, this is where you really appreciate those you have. That have the ethic, that share the values, that are willing to pay the price.
And they're out there, by the way.
They are.
No. And I mean, in the younger generation, there are plenty of them like that. I work with them. I employ some of them. I meet them.
Yes. I've got three working for me that are under 30, that are just the type of people that are opposite of what we've been talking about.
Here's something else that needs to be said, Dave. Even the people that And this speaks to your point about the self-esteem industry, what they the damage they've done. Even the people who disappoint you the most with their narcissism, with their entitled attitudes, etc., fundamentally, these are not bad people.
No.
They're just misaligned with reality, aren't they?
They're horribly misaligned.
I mean, they're really, most of them are good human beings.
Well, yeah, absolutely. It doesn't mean they're a bad person at all. They just haven't been prepared for life, and now they're being shamed by life.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, when you're shamed by life, you do two things, Jim. You either find a mirror, take a look in it, and start to make some changes, or you blame.
Right.
You start to blame somebody else. And a lot of them, unfortunately, are making the wrong choice and blaming and demanding and becoming even more entitled rather than finding a mirror and saying, listen, there's some changes, fundamental changes I need to make in my attitude toward
work.
You're
blaming the self-esteem industry, but you know, the parents have got to take their responsibility for this, too.
Well, the parents embrace it, absolutely.
If your kids aren't leaving home... You know, look in the mirror.
There is a lot of deficit parenting going on that wasn't smart or astute enough to abrogate this self-esteem movement. They embraced it, and a lot of them were raised by it. They think they're okay, so they're raising their kids by it, and it's just weakening the gene pool all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does go back to the parents. People say, well, we need to do this in the schools and in the workplace. It needs to start at home. I tell people, if you raised your kids according to Dr. Spock's philosophies, keep them the heck away from mine, would you?
Well, but there's another thing. You know, I was driving through my neighborhood the other day, and a little kid's probably 5 years old on his bicycle with training wheels, which is fine. Everybody starts out with those. He had a helmet on. He had knee pads on. He had elbow pads on. I'm surprised he didn't have an airbag somewhere on the bike, you know. I mean, holy mackerel. Let the kid get a skint knee, for goodness sake. You know
Isn't
what I mean?
Isn't that the truth? Welcome to the real world, young man.
That's what Mercurochrome's for. Tintail, quick break, right back with Dave Anderson after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.